Hi. Welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
All right, look at this. A TJ and Jody house episode. Jody, we finally made it.
I'm alive.
Through all of our busyness.
Yeah.
We finally made it back.
Yes. I feel like I've been hiding.
TJ and Jody's new house.
Yeah.
Well, this is Jody's first time broadcasting from the new at-home studio.
Yeah.
That's completely made of brick. If you're watching the video of this, I had this brick wall put in. It was the only thing I got to choose in the entire house. And I had the masons come in and do masonry.
You change backdrops like underwear.
What do you mean? I've had two backdrops before this one. No. Yeah. I had the American flag and then that other one that looked like we were sitting in a fancy house. Other than that.
In a short time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But and I'm not sure I like this one either.
Oh, my gosh. Why? Who cares? It's a backdrop.
Well, because it is something that millions and millions of people are looking at. You know, it'd be like if you were sitting in a messy room.
It's too much. I love your flag, but I think that's just for a specific thing. But this is simple and plain.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
When you wear all your hats and things, it shows up better.
All my hats and things.
How many hats do you have, do you think?
I don't know. That I wear in rotation? Probably 20-something.
Oh, it has to be. I'm going to count them.
Well, that's, I'm talking about the ones I wear in heavy rotation.
Uh-huh.
Probably 20.
Huh.
But then the others I just wear occasionally.
Okay. Cool.
Mm. Well, go count them now. I'll carry on the show while you go in there and count them if you want to know.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we're still sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, and they have helped us a lot with the move because what did we get from them? A new box spring.
Yes.
And a dining room table and chairs.
Which I love. It's so heavy. Oh, it's so cool. I love it.
Yeah, and the seats are nice and wide for us Great Brook Frat people.
And it has a leaf that goes in it that we'll probably never need because it's so long.
Yeah. And our family has deserted us. Our children have deserted us.
They
so
left us.
We won't need that. But anyway, it's really nice. I was surprised that it was so nice.
Yeah.
Not surprised that they have nice furniture, but surprised when it got here. I was like, wow.
Because
I thought it was just going to be like a little temporary kind of thing until we get to the next house.
Mm-mm. And the delivery team is fantastic.
Yeah, they are. So they've always got special things going on, special deals and things like that. If you go to their website, which you can get there through tjriggins.com/mattress, tjriggins.com/mattress, will get you to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. And again, I mean, the people are so nice, all of them nice, helpful. Mm-hmm. And seriously, if you tell them, especially in that Mooresville location, the one Mooresville location that's, they have two now.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's over close to the Sam's Club area. Mm-hmm. If you tell them that you know us, they'll know us too. They'll say, oh, okay, well, yeah, we know them.
Yeah.
And it'll make us look good. Excuse me. If you go to any of them and say, you heard about it on TJ and Jody's house or on TJ Riggins, then they'll, you know, not cancel their advertising.
Yeah, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we've been working with them way before they started advertising with us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We've got a lot of our furniture. Oh, and I got one of those swivel recliners in my office here.
Yeah, and I'm thinking you need the new one that they have.
You think?
Yeah, it's electric.
It's electric.
It's electric. Yep.
Okay. Well, when are we getting that?
You got to go sit in it and see if you like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's several options.
Do they have any that are like brightly colored and stuff?
No.
No.
Like what color were you thinking?
I like a nice, nice red. It would be nice, nice color, no. Bright red.
No.
Are they leather or are they made of the
leather,
that soft material?
Leather. Okay. Soft leather. Leather.
Soft.
If you want red, you could get you a gaming chair.
Yeah. Those things are not comfortable, by the way. No. I don't think they make them. They make them comfortable for young people.
Yeah.
But not for old people.
Sure.
All right. So Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, tjriggins.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Okay, so it's been a long time since we've done a podcast.
Yes.
And I don't even remember how.
Me either.
You don't seem thrilled to be doing it today.
I'm thrilled.
It doesn't seem like it.
I'm thrilled.
Okay, well then what do you want to talk about?
Whatever you want. I've been gone. I've been MIA for about, 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
I started packing Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's just now finished and we're now in October the whatever.
Yeah.
13th.
But let me say this. You haven't lost a step when it comes to moving, because we've moved a lot in our marriage. We've moved to several places. Mm-hmm. And Jody is always the just get it done. People come in and they go, you just moved in here like 3 days ago. It looks like you've been living here for a year.
Sweet Dreams guy said that.
Yeah.
When they came, they were like, I said something about when we had moved in on that Friday, and they go, wait, what? You moved in Friday?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, you haven't lost a step with that in your, with age. You still do it just as well as you did when you were young.
Well, thank you, but my body definitely feels it. I am just such a type A personality, which I fully admit. But I cannot stand for a task to not be finished.
Yeah.
It makes me lose sleep. So that's why, and that's not always good, but that's why I think I do that. It says I have to get it done. I don't want to look at boxes. I want to be able to live, quickly to make it feel like home.
Well, I'm going to say I am in awe of how much you do and how well you do it.
Well, when thank it comes you. That to, was nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody that. That's I've been telling everybody nice. That, that I'm very blessed to have you.
Thank you.
Not just about that, but just that your personality and your way of doing things is opposite the mine, and mine would never have anything done.
But that's probably. Why we work. If there was two of me,
Yeah, it'd be like you and your dad living together.
Oh, no.
And that wouldn't work.
No.
That would not work.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, and yesterday was get up and do chores day, because this is Sunday when we're recording this, so... I'm not bad at hanging pictures. I'm not a handyman at all. We talk to do, and then, when it needs an anchor and when it doesn't and all. Mm-hmm. But I am thinking that this one right here that we're looking at, Jody, you can't see this on the podcast, but it does look crooked to me.
Does it?
Just a little bit, and it's driving me kind of crazy.
Well, fix it.
I will. But not today.
And we didn't have to hang too much. And can I address, I've seen some things and heard some comments of why did we move? Didn't we just move? Well, believe it or not, that we'd been in that house for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know to some people that's not a lot of time. To us, like the longest we ever stayed in the house was 11 years. And that was crazy for us. Like we normally do not do that. Since we have been married, we move every couple of years.
Yeah.
And we knew when we built that house, it wasn't going to be a forever home, that the kids were going to probably go off and do their thing. We knew when our son graduated, which he did in May, that we were going to be moving. Do we know what's next? Nope. I mean, I'm going to tell you what though. I have to backtrack because I wasn't going to be hip on where we are now, but I'm loving it. And if I opened my windows and saw mountains or a beach, this would be the perfect setup.
Yeah, because we're in a much smaller place.
Yes.
I was the same way. I was thinking I got to put on a smile because I don't want to seem like I'm being negative or anything. And then once we got in here, I like it. If I forget my glasses in the living room when I go into the kitchen, it takes about 2 to 3 steps to go get them and put them on.
It's no maintenance.
So convenient.
And at our age, we need the no maintenance. But I would love to have this set up at a beach and in the mountains.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would too.
And that's the plan. So when we move again in a few years and everybody says, didn't you just move? Probably we're going to do it again.
Or in a year.
Who knows what? Yeah. Probably a year.
But the thing is that I don't want to be, renting out the place that we're not in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't want it because, I'm not good at that. Mm-mm. You would be. You'd be good at doing all that, being a landlady. Mm. Or a VRBO runner or something like that. A Vrbo runner.
I could do it.
Yeah.
Might be my new job.
Maybe. All right, we got to take a break and we got more coming up.
TJ and Jody's house. TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, welcome back to TJ and Jody's house. Thank you for coming back home with us. Aww. And remember, it doesn't matter where home is, as long as we're here together, right?
That was deep.
Yeah.
And I want to say one more thing, going back to our move. I know the Temple team is dear friends of ours and clients,
mm-hmm.
but we truly use them. How many times have we used them? Probably three.
More than that, probably.
Yeah. I mean, they
every
are,
time we move, so.
They're phenomenal.
Pretty much.
Our agent, Kelly Smith, she's phenomenal. She makes everything easy. And she's type A too. And I love that. So we're able to get things done quickly, swiftly. It was easy because it was fast. It was, we want to buy it. They wanted us out in 3 weeks. We said, no can do. Give us 4. And she made the process, the whole team did, easy.
Yeah. And you can go to tjriggins.com/templeteam to go to there. They've got a new website that's just the technology on it is great. And if you're looking for a house or you're looking to sell a house or whatever, they are the ones to go to for real estate. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. I didn't mean to make that a commercial, but I did want to say that we truly use them.
Well, I mean, I made it a commercial with the broadcast stuff at the end. If you want to go see there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right. So it's Sunday, and you're not hearing this until after Sunday, whenever you listen to it. But yesterday was chore day. Mm-hmm. We didn't meet up with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael until later in the day, in the evening, because we had a funeral yesterday afternoon. A friend's mother had passed, so we had that. And it's kind of hard to go out bar hopping and stuff and then go home, get dressed, and go to a funeral. So we just waited to meet up with them until after. But getting up yesterday and having the stuff to do around the house, I wanted to get it all done. So today being Sunday, since it's been so long, that we could just relax and look at TV or something. The only time we get to watch TV together is on Sunday, before I go to bed, which is before dark.
Yeah. It's going to be dark soon.
I know. Well, it's already getting dark earlier because my other show starts at 7 PM and it used to be really bright daylight, but now it's getting darker.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I had one thing left to do is, pressure wash this little porch that is on the front of the place. And, I didn't get to it because one of my other chores took too long. It was more in depth than I thought it was going to be. So then I could have gotten up early this morning and had it done, but it was supposed to be raining all day.
I know. The weather is never what they say. I'm tired of dealing with that.
Yeah, everything we saw said it was going to rain the whole day.
The whole day. And now it's hot out.
Hot and sunny.
Yeah. So maybe you could go tend to that.
I am. That's what I'm saying. So now my day is ruined because I got to go out there. And so no relaxing for today.
It's going to take you 2 seconds like it takes you to go find your glasses across the room.
No, I don't think so, because that concrete on that porch is stained up pretty badly. Ew. So it'll be a couple hour process.
Oh, my goodness.
Else.
Oh, don't do that today.
No, then I got, because when am I going to do it?
Next
week. I work two jobs every weekday.
Yeah, you do.
So.
You do.
Which is getting pretty, it's getting on my nerves, actually. So I might have to get at TJ Riggins show up. Give this one up. Give the TJ Riggins show up.
We kind of gave this one up for a little bit.
Yeah. I tried my best to turn it into Lindsay and Jody show, but.
I think it's Lindsay and Riggins show now.
No, I mean this.
Oh. I was talking about her thing that she does at night. I've seen him on there a couple times.
No, I'm talking about this one, you know, because I try to get out of this one.
Yeah. People like you. They love you. They want to hear you.
No, they like me on here because they like hearing you get over on me or be sassy to me.
I'm not sassy to you all the time.
I didn't say all the time.
Yeah. When you need it.
See, like that. They like that. The women's like that.
Well,
men don't, though. We have no men viewers or listeners to this podcast.
Really?
Not a single one.
That's hysterical.
We don't.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I do not care, club.
So what else have we done that's interesting?
We went to see our daughter in the midst of all that. See, that had already been planned when the house sold and the packing. And I had some heart palpitations about going away like that. But I just, once we left, I was like, I got to let it go. It'll get done. And it did. That was fun. That was a fun little outing. Getting to see her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even remember what all we did.
In Nashville?
Yeah. Oh, did you talk about this probably already?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I mentioned going to Nashville, but I didn't mention any details. Yeah. Like, you know.
We went to some fun places. She knows so many fun places to go that aren't. We didn't even go to Broadway.
No, we didn't. We were supposed to.
Yeah.
Because handsome husband Michael wanted to go to some of those new country bars. He loves it down there.
Yeah.
He's the only one that really just is dying to go to that area whenever we go to Nashville. And bless his heart, I would go, even though it's not, you know, what I'm usually planning on doing, if he wants to do it, because he gets the short end of the stick all the time.
Well, he got to go.
Yeah, but well, they went after we had already gotten on the road coming home. They stayed longer and they went down there. Yeah, but, so I was glad that he got to go.
Oh, I know. On that Saturday, we went to Franklin to a bar because little friend Jenny's in Nebraska. Well, she's an alum, but she loves to watch the Nebraska games. And it was a Nebraska bar in Franklin. It was so much fun. To me, that was just the best time. We were there all day. It was all the Nebraska fans there. They were selling merch. I got a cute hat.
And Nebraska people are nice.
It was just so much fun. And we were there most of the day.
Yeah, most Nebraska people are friendly and, you know, like they would say, salt of the earth people. You know, it's just a Midwest, calm, you know.
Packed. It was packed.
And that's why people can't, like, they're surprised, I think, whenever they find out Jenny's from Nebraska.
Why?
Well, because she's not friendly or, you know, any of that. She's mean.
Stop.
But she's just mean to me.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
from TJ and Jody's house next.
What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay, I found it. Whew. It wasn't America's Next Top Model. It was Project Runway that I was trying to think of. Tim Gunn is the older guy who is the host, and the judge that is so funny is Michael Kors. Okay.
Because I was sitting here thinking, when do you watch America's Next Top Model?
Well, I mean, when do I watch Project Runway?
Yeah, when do
I've just caught it here or there, and Riggins turned me on to all of the clips on social media of Michael Kors and how funny he is.
Okay.
So that's where. Yeah. But anyway, that's what I felt like looking at those girls wearing football jerseys and dressy knee-high boots.
I thought it was cute.
But it was cuter than watching those football analysts in nice suits and ties with tennis shoes on.
I like that look too.
With sneakers.
I like it.
Yeah. I don't.
Oh.
I'm no, it's not that. It's just that I'm just a traditional gentleman. And before I became a great big fat person, I was really into the fashion. You remember that? You're not a great big fat person. Well, I've lost half of what I'm supposed to lose.
Do people think you're on Ozempic?
Yeah. Yeah, they
do. Well, he's not.
Mm. And then, you know, I used to be able to say, well, I'm not paying all that for Ozempic, but now they're making that GLP-1 cheap. You know, you can get it cheap, a lot cheaper than you used to. But
interesting.
Yeah, I'm not. I endorse a company in my other job that doesn't believe in those weight loss drugs and shots,
but
and stuff.
You have to be dedicated, and you are. And I've said this before: when you set your mind to something, and you're doing it, and you're 100% in, you got to be 100% in. You do it.
Well, I don't think that most people are as you would say a teetotaler like I am.
Yeah.
Because the program comes with a weekly check-in, and it's, you know, where they ask if you had any challenges during the week and then any challenges that are coming up that we need to look at how we're going to maneuver around them and things like that. And I don't need any of that.
I'd be like, Thanksgiving.
Well,
Halloween,
I mean,
candy.
Yeah. Halloween candy. No, but Thanksgiving, I mean, you're going to eat at Thanksgiving. I mean, I will eat. And
what about my pumpkin bread?
No, I'm not going to be able to eat that.
That's so sad. I'll try to make that while you're not around.
I don't care. I'm good with whatever. I'm not that tempted to things that I'm, you know, and another reason why I'm dedicated to it is because they're paying me to do it. That's one of the reasons.
The biggest thing.
No, I say that as a joke, but the biggest thing is because I was miserable.
Were you?
Yeah, just absolutely.
Like,
and not
like
just
everything hurt.
Not just because, you know, I'm always that way. I've always been insecure or nitpicky about how I look, but it wasn't just that. It was, you know, I can, and again, I have a long way to go till I'm at my ideal weight.
I think you have a long way to go or you're going to just be sickly.
Yeah. I keep telling people I want to look like Matthew McConaughey from Dallas Buyers Club.
That is gross.
That's the perfect.
Sicko.
But no, so I was, and I didn't, I just knew that things were difficult and, because you got all of that weight. I've lost 30 pounds and you don't realize how much 30 pounds is until the main thing that hit me the other day is I don't have to get down on one knee anymore to tie my shoes.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Bless it.
And the and Cubby told me this, our friend Cubby, a long time ago, like when he was an intern and all, he said that because he's not fat anymore, but he was. And he said that that's why the bows on his shoes are always off to the side instead of in the middle of his foot, because it's easier to reach onto the side. Yeah, so little things like that. And it wasn't that I was about to pass out every time I tied my shoes, but I did have to, in order to get it done right, I either have to get down on one knee or put my foot up on a stool or something.
And the thing about it is, you carry all your weight in your stomach.
In my face. My stomach, face,
and neck. Mm-hmm. And, my concern with all that was your heart.
Yeah, well, it's still a concern.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I do. I still have a lot in my stomach to go.
But you've done so well.
Well, thanks. So I'm hoping to kick it up, because the first stages of the program, you're not really supposed to work out a lot. So I've been working out this week. They said that I could do whatever I felt like doing. So
how much have you lost so far total?
I think it's just right at 30 pounds.
Wow, that's fantastic. And mm-hmm. You started it in July.
Is it when I started?
Yeah, right after the 4th. Like on the 9th.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. That's so great.
Mm-hmm. I do. I don't miss beer as much as I thought I was going to. I don't miss bread as much as I thought I was going to. But I do miss sweets.
I cannot believe you don't miss bread. You were obsessed with bread.
I do
chips.
Miss it. I do miss it, but I miss the convenience of bread. Is one of the things.
Oh.
Like being able to just go in and slap peanut butter, yeah. Make a fold over, yeah. Or two fold overs, and then be, yeah, on my way. I miss those carb light tortillas I used to eat all the time. I miss those.
And you realize that I haven't had rice and I haven't had pasta. I mean, last night I took a few bites of little friend Jenny's mac and cheese. I don't eat any of that.
Yeah.
I hadn't had any pizza. Except the one time, mm-hmm, when we were in Nashville since July. I just started buying like an English muffin I'll have sometimes for breakfast to hold me over, because I'm working 2 days a week. And I'm,
yeah, but Jody doesn't do well with no carbs.
No.
We tried the new version of Atkins when it came out. And like by the end of the first day, she was sick. Like had a headache and felt like, it's going to throw up. Yeah, she can't do with no carbs.
Yeah. No, that's not happening.
But I did, when we went to Nashville, that was the first time that I had eaten anything that was off of the diet plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized I didn't miss it as much as I thought I would. I mean, I ate a slice of pizza, which is the ultimate for me. And I thought that I was just going to just melt while I was eating it, and that I would be ready to eat an entire pizza. But I had a slice of pizza and I was like, okay. And then there was one left that nobody wanted. And so I picked a little bit off of that. So I had about a slice and a half or a slice and a quarter of a piece of pizza.
Did you realize though, when we ordered that pizza, you were like, is that going to be enough?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's going to be enough. And
yeah, because I thought,
knew, like, I'm going to have one. Like, they're as big as your head. And so, bigger.
I hope I don't have plenty, an 18
inch. And we have one left, and there was five of us eating.
Yeah.
And there was plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting that it didn't make you melt, because, man, it used to.
Now, I have been craving those burritos that I love from Mexican restaurant.
We haven't been to a Mexican restaurant either.
Beef and bean burrito with red sauce and queso dip on it.
Yes, no.
That's my go-to thing. But then I've been craving that, and I still crave cheeseburgers like crazy.
I can see that.
And my brother told me the other night, hey, when you can step off your diet again for a day, you have got to try the garlic butter bacon cheeseburger from Sonic. It is the best. And he was just going on and on about it.
Yeah.
And
but you know what? It may be the same scenario. You may think that, and then when you take a bite of it, be like,
No, because in Nashville, I had a half of a cheeseburger. You remember that? I split it with Jenny.
Yeah.
And I would have eaten the whole thing because it something about it was different than the pizza. Uh-huh.
That's funny.
But yep. Anyway, I do. I have a long way to go, but I'm back in the gym now, and I like that.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
And they also have me endorsing a men's clinic where I'm getting testosterone treatments and stuff. So I'm aging backwards. So Jody, you know, needs to step it up a little bit because I'm 56 now. And I would dare say if I didn't have, if I was clean shaven and didn't have these gray whiskers, people would probably think I was about 33.
Okay. You obviously need your eyes checked.
The way that I act as well as the way...
The way you act. Know, I don't now. Like those girls in those shirts and those boots. I don't like the men in those
about,
shoes.
I'm talking about my overall, you know, persona, you know, wearing cool hats and Pumas. I wear Pumas and joggers. You know, like the young kid, I might as well just be out on a skateboard.
Please do. Please do.
All right. Well, that's it for the return of TJ and Jody's house.
TJ and Jody's brick wall.
Oh, yeah. TJ and Jody's warehouse. All right. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We will talk to you next week, maybe. We don't know.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.